Irishman Niall Keyes is the managing director of Grafton Recruitment. He's responsible for the agency's activities across the Central and Eastern European region. After almost a decade and a half in the recruitment business in this part of the world, he has lots of insights into how the labour market has changed here in that period. I discussed that issue and more with Niall Keyes at his Prague Centre office.
I come from Dublin in Ireland, and in 1993 I had a friend who came here to do some business development in property, and he told me what a wonderful place the Czech Republic and Prague was, explained that there were tremendous opportunities potentially in the Czech Republic. And I worked for the public service in Ireland, the Eastern Health Board, in a function within the personnel department. You could take a career break for up to 5 years and go back to your job if it suited you. So I decided to take a year out of my career in Ireland and come over to Prague and see if there were opportunities for me there. So that's how I got here in the first place.
Well, a few years after you came here, Ireland started to boom, and the Celtic Tigers started to roar. You didn't consider going home when Ireland started taking off?
Well, that's exactly what happened. The minute I left, the whole economy took off. Opportunities increased dramatically. But that also coincided with a huge boom that was going on here in Prague. And I guess I took advantage to a certain extent of the fact that I was on the ground here in Prague, and thought the opportunity overall for me personally would have been greater in the Czech Republic than it would have been in Ireland at that time.
You're the head of the Grafton Recruitment Agency, and you have several offices around the Czech Republic and elsewhere in the region. About the Czech Republic, what are the main changes you have seen on the Czech labour market in the last 10 to 15 years?
The dynamic that was going on at that particular time was that fundamentally companies were looking for people who could speak languages. And if they had a university level education and could speak languages, then those companies were prepared and willing to train the people in the roles that they actually wanted to do. So in the early years, you had a great deal of people moving around, trying to find the types of careers that most suited them, just suddenly had a choice about what it is they could actually do. So for the first number of years, there was a little sense of pandemonium going on, a lot of turnover in the market, people moving jobs quite frequently, trying to establish what type of work they actually wanted to do. But over a period of time, that settled down, and people started to build careers with organisations and found the niche that they were most comfortable within their careers.
I presume before May 2004, you were already placing some checks with companies in Ireland. But what was the impact of European Union expansion on your enlargement, rather, on your work?
There's quite a number of people that went to Ireland in late 1990s, early 2000, and that was driven really by the Irish economy and its expansion at that particular moment in time. At that time, the visa and work permit process within Ireland was quite restrictive. In other words, if you were a Czech looking to work in Ireland, you had to really have secured employment before you left. So the difference for 2004 was that essentially you didn't need that. You could just turn up in Ireland, apply to an employer for a job and start working if you were successful. So the effect was not hugely significant in actual fact. I think it played into the hands, really, of students who were more casual in the nature of why they wanted to go to work in Ireland, usually because of language improvements that they wanted to make, also just the experience of working abroad. And that just made it that much more easier. But in the absolute numbers of people that were travelling, there wasn't that big, huge wave that I think a lot of people were expecting in and around 2004.
You often hear talk here of a shortage or a growing shortage of doctors, dentists. Do you think there's a real chance of a brain drain from the Czech Republic to Western European countries?
I think that the brain drain scenario is not really one that stacks up particularly well, in my opinion. Doctors and dentists, particularly within the public sector, is a kind of a different dynamic in some respects, because the differentials between the public sector in the Czech Republic and the public sector in Ireland are quite significant. However, historically, the language skills among this particular group of professionals hasn't been as strong, maybe, as in other disciplines. So long as there are opportunities and or salaries that keep general pace with European levels, I don't see a huge brain drain in those particular areas going away from here.
There's a perception that Czechs don't like to travel or aren't inclined to travel to work. And I think the former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman even said Czechs wouldn't travel to the next village to work. Is that true, do you think, that Czechs aren't inclined to travel for work?
I think you can look at that scenario and say there are instances of that actually occurring. I don't think the scenario about going to the next village is quite accurate, but I understand the sentiment expressed. I think Czechs in general will not move from a metropolitan area to a rural area to look for employment opportunities. The gravitational forces in the Czech Republic bring people to places like Prague and Brno from the regions, but don't send people in the opposite direction out of Prague and out of Brno into the regionals. Also, on an international level, they have been quite reluctant to move internationally. The overall sentiment is, yes, the labour mobility is relatively small compared to other markets. It's got to be viewed, I believe, in the overall strength of the economy and the opportunities that actually exist within the Czech economy. With unemployment now at approximately 7-8%, with social welfare payments at a relatively decent standard relative to minimum wage levels and what industry is offering, it is very difficult to motivate people within that 7% group potentially to go to work, and or the perceived benefit of going to work is relatively small given the social welfare payments in place.
Finally, Niall, your sister is Marianne Keyes. She's a well-known novelist. I'm sure listeners in Ireland and the UK as well, of course, will be familiar with her. Does she often come to visit you here in Prague? And what's her relationship to the city?
My sister is here approximately at least 3 times a year. I have 2 young children, and they're my parents' only grandchildren. I have 3 sisters and a brother, and to date, they're the only grandchildren. So there's a huge gravitational force to come and see Emma and Luca. So my sister comes here extremely regularly, makes references to Prague in some of the books and magazine articles that she writes. They probably know more about the city than I do, to be quite honest with you. And they love actually coming here and spending time here. So, yeah, she's very familiar and really likes the place, and is due here in the next couple of weeks, in actual fact.